Hauser and his beautiful hair is back.
Experimental unit Clone Force 99. The defective clones with the desirable mutations. They call themselves the Bad Batch.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another Bad Batch-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And we are back with Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 6, Infiltration, and Episode 7, Extraction. Yep, I feel like that gets longer and longer every time. I don't know. And if you're watching on YouTube, I feel like my camera is more orange, and I apologize. I don't know why I look extra orange today. Maybe it's because
I
Drew's
think
orange shirt right
it's my
now.
My shirt reflecting off of your mind.
And then the camera is picking up the orange reflecting on me. I don't know.
Oh, honestly, maybe it's my orange on your monitor is reflecting onto your skin.
That's what I just said.
Okay. Let's go with that.
We'll go with that. So hopefully, well, maybe during coffee break time, you can take off
flop out and see if it changes.
Take off your shirt, Drew.
All right, let's
and
see.
Go. We'll do shirts and skins.
I'm wearing a coffee shirt for a coffee break.
Not your a competitor's something, but anyway,
this is literally Wesley Andrews' coffee.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why is it
26th Street Coffee Club?
I never heard of it before.
That we are on 26th Street.
Okay.
And we collabed with this clothing company that's on the same street. So on the back, it's going to be hard to explain.
But nice.
Yeah. No. And that's why it's orange, because Wesley's orange.
It is?
Yeah. It's like a primary color.
Oh. I don't know. But you're not here to talk about a collab between other companies.
Not
here for Star Wars. And before we jump into the breakdown of both these episodes tonight, so if you haven't watched both episodes, go watch both of them before we do this breakdown. But I had a Q&A last week, and this might be the most responses we've ever gotten on a Q&A.
What was
Eight
it?
Responses. Question was, will Crosshair's shaky hand issue get better or worse as – oh, I have typo O. Worse as the season progresses. So, Addy says, I hope not. I hope not, but there's a possibility they'll get worse. AZ better take a look at it soon before anyone else gets hurt. LOL. Aaliyah says, worse probably. He should get a prosthetic hand or something. Share the load of opening doors with Echo.
Ah, that was a
which
good
he
one.
Hasn't done any, not even in this episode. He hasn't
I
opened
know.
Any doors. Nate Keeney, which we haven't heard from in a long. Nate, send us a voicemail. We haven't heard from you in a while. Says his hand will get better, just like how Crosshair got better with his cybernetic eye in Jeremiah's Bad Batch fan fiction. Oh,
ooh,
that's a deep cut right there.
Wrong
and
button.
If you haven't,
right button.
If you haven't listened to my Bad Batch fan fiction, I came out with like 3 years ago, 3 years ago. Go listen to that. Two seasons, super good. I have not written a final season, but watching Bad Batch, I've been really thinking about finishing it finally.
Ooh.
But I don't know. If you want to know, if you want me to finish the story, let us know. But thank you, Nate, for remembering my Bad Batch fan fiction. Put a lot of work into that back in the day. Easton says, I don't know, but I noticed that one of those bird things on the ice planet would follow Crosshair like the daughter follows Ahsoka in bird form. Wonder if that has something with it.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe. Two Stroke Farmer says it'll get cut off like Luke Skywalker style.
Hmm.
Lynn the Psychic, second time we've ever gotten a reverse. So this has to be right.
Coming out.
Psychic. So I really hope that they get better. Or if they don't, he finds some other fighting style he's good at. Don't want it to have to come to that, though.
Well, you're the psychic. You should tell us.
Because the first question we asked was Grogu at Mount Tantus? And Lynn the Psychic said no. But we haven't found out yet. We still have over half a season left. So we'll have to confirm.
We're moving so quick in this show, too. It doesn't feel like we have half the season.
I don't know. We're trucking along, as the kids would say. Jacob with a K says...
No kid is saying that anymore these
I
days.
I think worse and eventually will be replaced by a cyborg hand.
Dude, people just want this hand gone.
Apparently. And then Jonathan, final answer for tonight, says it'll get worse and force him to embrace it. He is more than just a killing machine. It's an analogy for obsolete clones made for war, being forced to find a new life. And he says, concludes with, Karakar oranges are great. Boom! Ooh. Yep. If you haven't had a Karakar orange, go check them out. They're in season right now, but I think it's like in the spring, they're out of season. So it's like during this time of year, it's time to get them, and they're really good right now. So check out your Karakar oranges at your local...
Get those Karakars in there.
...grocery store. And if a farmer on one of these orange farms is listening... Let's be a sponsor.
Sponsor us.
Send us some oranges. Look, we're even orange tonight. So what's
the... This isn't a pitch or anything, but...
I can sell some Karakar oranges. I guarantee it. But we are back with Bad Batch. Two episodes. Episodes 6 and 7. And so I was hyped going into this because I knew, okay, two episodes in one day, that means it's kind of going to be like a little mini story arc of two episodes. So, Drew, what were your overall thoughts of these two episodes?
Both episodes?
Yes. As a unit, as one, as if it was
one episode, because they could have just gave us one 40-minute episode and just called it good.
What? You gonna answer the question or what? Let's go.
It was so good. I loved it.
So stupid.
Dude, I love these two episodes. They're so good. Like, the whole time my wife's like, what are they doing? Why did they... I was like, girl, go away. This is so good right now. You don't understand the pressure.
Steph?
Yeah. She was just like, why do they look like that? Star Wars is trying to make this so intense for no reason. I was like...
Because it is intense for a reason. What do you mean?
You can leave right now. This is so intense right now. You don't understand. And they're like, why do you want that girl? I was like.
You're really in the middle of the final season and you're going to ask that question the whole time. Okay.
I was like. Just go on TikTok. Like, stop. I don't know.
You won't be able to use that argument any longer.
Apparently.
They're going to ban TikTok in the U.S.
I think
so.
We didn't get on TikTok yet.
What we need to do
follow
is
us on.
We need to start our own app like that can replace TikTok, and we'll become famous and rich from that.
Empire Talk.
Ooh. Maybe. We need to hire someone who knows how to code and stuff. So if you know how to make an app, and you want to get in on this, we'll give you 25% of the company. How about that? And Drew and I will have the other
75%. And we won't really do anything.
Yeah, you have to do all the work. We'll just take the money.
We just told you what to do. So. Thank you.
Thanks. But anyway, yes.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I thought it was a really cool episode, and I really enjoyed it. Everything about it was super intense. It was really interesting how they had Wolf be there because, like, I thought what's his name was like super against like clones at this point that weren't modified.
No, they're still the primary thing in the galaxy.
They're being
phased out, but they're still they're more like for like missions rather than like occupying. Like, if they're occupying a planet or whatever. Just basic security stuff is stormtroopers, but for any like major military action, like clones are still doing it because they're still better than stormtroopers.
Yeah, I thought the way this told that story too was really cool. Like Wolf had no idea what that guy, who that guy was or what he was. I don't even know if he knew he was a clone. Like,
right.
Like it was a really cool concept. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to jump the gun like all the way. But that person is Tech.
What?
It's Tech.
Nah.
His voice had a voice changer in it. And he, because the other one didn't have a voice changer like that. That this one did. And he didn't die. My money is this Tech. The chat saying Tech's dead. My money that it's Tech.
Yeah,
you kept seeing him. He didn't die. He should have died like three times in this episode alone. And he didn't die. And his voice had a voice changer on it.
I didn't know it was a voice changer because it sounded the same.
If you listen to it, it sounds like.
Okay, you can use your.
It sounds like this.
No,
it doesn't. Like there's a voice changer in it.
I think it was always like that though. Like
the other one didn't. The other one didn't because I went back because I'm like, dude, I think this is Tech. And I went back to the other one and listened to the other guy talk. He had no voice changing. And I think they did that because they didn't want, if he ended up talking to them, they didn't want them to like hear the difference. I'm putting my money down right now.
How much money are you putting down on this?
Don't get a lot, but I'm putting it down. I'm telling you, it doesn't make sense why this boy keeps not dying.
Because he's an elite thing. He's trained to not die. I don't know.
It should have been multiple times where like even when they're fighting in the water, like on the waterfall, like Crosshair's helmet like came off, right? And this guy like should have had his helmet came off and stuff. The chat's like Fives. He's Fives.
Fives is already dead. So. Fives is
dead.
Oh, it's Nate Keeney. We just mentioned him in the.
We were just talking about you.
Yeah, we were talking about you, Nate Keeney. Send in voicemails. Not tonight though, because too late now.
Too late. Tomorrow. Or next week. But yeah, I just like, I really think it's Tech. I think it makes so much sense. They had him. They took him. Like, it makes sense.
I think that would be cool that they did that. But I have my reasons not to think that, but I can't because it spoils the title of the series finale, which you don't want to know yet.
Okay, the reason why it wouldn't be is because this is my only, like, the reason what Crosshair said. So this is my rebuttal to myself. But
okay. Which is a good quality to have if you see the flaws in your own argument rather than...
Thank you, Jeremiah. I appreciate the compliment. So the only reason why I think that it could not be, and I won't lose money if I don't actually fully bet, is because Crosshair did say that they tried to change me and it didn't work. And I think that's why he has the arm issue, is because they're doing those experiments on him to try to get him to become those guys.
Right.
And so it didn't work.
Because he's defective and the retraining didn't work on him, Tech is also defective. And it wouldn't work on him. So,
but if he was super injured in the fall, maybe there is a way for them to make it work.
Maybe. I think, okay, that would be kind of cool, but I...
You don't think that would be dope? If, like, later on, he takes it off and it's him?
Well, I'm fairly confident that next episode...
We find out who it is.
They're gonna go back to Pabu, and the Empire's gonna trace them back to Pabu, and so like, because his girlfriend, you know, Fee is there, like maybe she's gonna be the way to get to him or something, get him back. But I don't know.
Wouldn't that make sense though? And like, wasn't it kind of weird how like this guy was different and he kept not dying?
I just thought because he was like an elite soldier.
Yeah, but they already killed. Apparently, Rex has been killing these guys like left and right.
No, they've been dealing with these shadows, as they say. But they killed the one that we originally saw back last season, mm-hmm. and then they captured this one. So that
you think that was just those two?
It was just two, but they've been
like.
But he said like we've been dealing with them, so like they're running away, like they're continually losing to these guys, which shows that they're very resilient and it's hard to, they're hard to kill, basically. So. I don't know. We've already 15 minutes and we don't want to like spend too much time on this. But all right, that's your hot take, your big prediction.
That's my big prediction.
We'll see how it goes. Any other thoughts?
No, I just loved it. It was everything I wanted. On my edge of the seat the whole time. Fighting was really cool. We know later on that Wolf does go with Rex, so like we already knew that there was going to be something like this, but then the way they went about it was really well done. I really enjoyed it.
Right,
like, it didn't feel out of place. Like it felt really good, so I liked it.
Cool.
And like a lot of Rex's guys died, so I think at some point Rex is going to take Wolf is going to take a bunch of his guys and join Rex again. So.
Well, I think they're all going to get together because I think Rex has more than one group of people scattered.
Yeah, true.
So, but
I thought at one point there he was going to call Ahsoka.
We're not going to get Ahsoka.
I know, I know. But at one point I was like, like I thought he was going to.
But they did hint at like a huge full frontal assault on Mount Tantus. Like they kind of hinted at that in these episodes. So they're going to need a lot of people to clones to do that, which I'm excited for that finale. Like, I think finale is going to be an hour long episode and it's just going to be a straight war basically on Mount Tantus, which is going to be pretty cool. But for my overthoughts, I agree with you. I thought this was super amazing. Like it was just really good storytelling. It was just really intense, like edge of my seat the whole time.
You know episode. That last episode was done by Dave Filoni, too.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, the last one was, like, fully Dave?
Every episode is created by Dave Filoni or whatever.
But I don't think every episode is written by Dave, though.
No, I don't think he... I can look it up, because I thought I just looked it up.
I swear I saw him at the beginning or the end credit.
He's always in every
or the written. Credit.
He's always.
Because didn't he write some of these too?
So none of the episodes this season he has written or directed.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So
maybe it was just
written. The final episode, the first episode was Brad Rao, and then second episode was Jennifer Corbett and Matt Michnovitz or something like that. So,
well, but give it to them too. It was good.
Yeah. So I really liked it. I thought it was the best looking episode or episodes like the whole season. I thought it looked really, really good. And I was just, it was super detailed. I really liked it. I liked getting Hauser back, seeing him, because like we never saw him. Like we just saw it, what he got arrested, or I think it was at the end of those two episodes that we saw in first season of him. And so like, we don't know how he escaped, we don't know whatever, but he's there. I'm surprised we haven't gotten Cody.
Cody. I know for like a second, I thought that guy at the end that was on that ship was Cody, but it wasn't. It was like a special trooper. I forget that.
Right. But he's AWOL somewhere. So like maybe he's just in another group of clones that's working with Rex. But I'm hoping we see Cody sometime by the end of the season. But it was just cool seeing all the different like armor. Like it wasn't just all like white clone troopers. It was like we saw like a purple one. We saw like the green one with like the stripe on the face. We saw bunch of other ones. So that was really cool, just seeing all different clones. Like, they're just from all different walks of, like, the clones, different groups of clones that they just kind of all did their own thing and broke off and joined Wreck. So that's really cool. And so I really liked the story. It was just really, really interesting just to see, like, them dispatch these assassin clones, which we don't really know a lot. We know that they're just from Mount Tantus. Like, that's what their experiments are on the clones, is trying to make them. And so, yeah, I'm sad that it ended. Hopefully next week better not be like some stupid filler. But
what's the name of next week?
Next week is called Spoilers. Bad Territory. So that's
Bad Territory.
So anywhere in the galaxy is bad
territory. It's probably that episode that we saw with the alligator.
Oh yeah, because we still got Cad Bane and Fennec in this thing.
We're still we still gotta get
Asajj Ventress too.
Yeah, we're still not caught up with the trailers yet. I don't even think we saw like any of this in the trailer. We saw
the tower on fire.
And then we saw Rex talk to Hunter. Hunter. That conversation.
Right. So we just have like that opening scene, like that main scene of like the big truck thing. Yeah. And then alligator thing, and then like the invasion of, like, in the trailer there's on Pabu, but like that's it. So, but yeah, so we might as well go scene by scene because a lot happened. And so, first episode, infiltration. Rex is sneaking around some city at night, trying to escort Senator Singh, if you remember him from first season, from the planet Rexus, which is the capital of the Separatists.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's also like we go to Rexus, I believe, in the book Dark Disciple, which we did a review for. That's where the big party was, where Count Dooku was and all that jazz. And so they're sneaking that ball around.
Scene, right?
Yeah, the big party ball award ceremony, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So it was cool seeing him again. I immediately recognized him from the back. Like, I knew it was him right from the start. But then we get like Hauser, he's up on top of like somewhere like keeping watch. And then there's common security, like, hey, checking in. Greer is another one, blah, blah, blah. And they go into this building, and I saw the blue faces on the guards there. I'm like, okay, this is Senator Chuchi here, so yes. So he's there to meet with Senator Chuchi on her invitation. And so it was kind of cool because they're on both sides of the Clone Wars, but now they're united together with a common enemy of the Empire, which I thought was really cool. And I really like Senator Singh because he's like, I will do anything for my people, for my planet, like, he's really cool. Like, he's like in, was it the Attack of the Clones, like the opening crawl, like, says, like, there are good people on both sides or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like one of the good guys on the Separatist side, but he just kind of got screwed over by the war. But Senator Chuchi invited him and says, like, look, There's rumors out there that Palpatine is concerned that people are going to rise up and oppose him. But they're like figuring out how they can do that because there's no like centralized leadership, which is a difficult thing because you can't organize a rebellion unless you have a leader that can bring them all together and do it under secrecy, which we do know eventually becomes Mon Mothma. She's the one that is the one that unites all the rebel cells and all that jazz. So I'm excited to see Andor season 2 whenever that comes out.
Yeah.
Probably
2026.
No, they just finished filming. So I'm guessing it'll be like January or February of next year. So I'm excited for that. See more Mon Mothma because she's pretty cool in that show.
It'd be cool if we get it like Christmas weekend.
I doubt they would do that, but we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, so that was this cool, tense meeting of them. This really annoyed me. So they're on they're in a booth, like at a restaurant type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're super far away from each other, and Senator Chuchi's pouring tea. And I'm before I even like see what's going on, like, okay, there's no way she can push that cup all the way up. Like she couldn't get it past halfway. But then like the angle that she does it from, like pushing it, she pushes it and he just reaches and grabs it. But there's no way in real life, if you're doing a side view, that she can reach that far to push that cup.
Long arms, okay?
I don't know, dude.
Short body, small body, long arms.
Even with the force, I don't know if you can make that push over. But whatever. I just noticed that was kind of annoying. But yes, while they're having this, we hear the conversation, but at the end of the conversation is Senator Singh saying, well, what do you propose we do? So we don't hear that because it flashes to the assassin guy who is working his way towards the thing. As the beginning, he was kind of on a tower, like looking, watching. But he sneaks in and one of the clones doesn't call in an update or whatever. And so immediately they know something's wrong. And then Rex sees the guy on the other side of like this thing. And he's like, there's been a breach, blah, 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 protect senators, blah, blah, blah. And then the assassin can't do anything. So he throws in a thermal detonator, but like he throws it like through like this fence thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like Rex, he dives, grabs it, spins around and like throws it. I'm like, dude, if you hit one of those,
he threw it so well. I was like, dude, there's no way. Like, Mahomes vertical... can't make that throw, bro.
all those vertical lines going up, that if he just nicked it,
that was the first thing I thought. I'm like, Mahomes wouldn't make that. What are you doing, bro?
So, but Rex is a boss. He got it done.
Yeah, the Vikings should have drafted him, dude. What the heck?
Maybe.
It'd been nice.
But yeah, so there's that. So then the assassin clone, he jumps down in the sewers and escaping, and then they kind of go in pursuit in the tunnel system, sewer system or whatever. And he gets back to the assassin, gets back to the tower where he has a speeder bike way up there. But then Hauser comes in. I don't know those speeder bikes could go that high. Like, did you notice that? Like, he just like drove up there, like way up high. I didn't know they could go that high. Like, I knew they could like fall. Like,
I thought it would just fall, like turn off.
So I guess that's the thing. But Hauser,
it depends on what bike too, what brand, you know, is it probably a Honda?
It's a modded bike. But Hauser
custom bike, is that what you're saying?
No, because there wasn't like a big like aquarium attached to it or something like that.
True.
But Hauser, he stuns him. He stuns him, takes him 3 stun shots to take him out. So like that goes to show like how resilient these assassin clones are and how they're training, how well they're trained, because it takes 3 stun shots. But this is when we get the reference that is one of those shadows that we've been dealing with, which was the first kind of like code name that
the shadows,
which is a cool, I don't want to call them a shadow trooper because shadow troopers are a whole separate thing, but
shadow troopers, they're the shadows.
Right. But I was like, should I call them shadow troopers? Like, no, because that's already taken. But yeah, so they're back on a ship and Rex is then talking to Senator Chuchi via holocall and says, just up your security. They're after you, blah, blah, blah. But they have the assassin trooper there tied up, and they took a data puck off them to have the super heavily encrypted. So they had to go back to their base and work on that puck there. And we get there, and it's super pink on top of this two tower. So I guess that this tower and this planet is from the first episode of the Clone Wars.
Oh, really?
I guess. I heard that it was from the Clone Wars, but I never looked into it. But then I was watching a video, and they just mentioned that it was from the first episode. So
I didn't know that.
I gotta go back and watch that, I guess. But yeah, so that's where Rex and his hidden base is on this planet, on that, where on that tower thing. And so they're talking about the trooper that they have tied up, and they remove the shocker thing and the tooth, which was smart of them, because when we saw the first one, he bit it and it just shocked him.
Well, and I like that they kind of show what it looked like too.
It looked like a Tesla symbol.
A symbol.
Which is kind of funny, because
there's a political
electric shock and a Tesla, like, whatever. But so later on in, I don't know, is it this episode or next episode, when they're talking to Crosshair, and Crosshair is like, he's still alive here? Like, they know how to track him. I'm pretty sure it's that they track that shocker. That's the thing that they can track. Because he's like, oh, it's a scan that you would never get normally, and they removed it also from him.
That makes sense.
So I think that they still have that on them. And so that's
how it's just out. Like, they didn't destroy it. They had it in that tube.
Right. So I'm saying, I think Rex still has that. So that's how the Empire's going to track him to Pabu. So
just throw it away. It has so many germs on it. You know, it's in someone's mouth. Just step on it. But I guess you can't step on it because it's going to shock you.
Oh, that would suck.
They should have threw it at the other dude.
Right. And so
I'm a little bomb.
So they go in and talk to him, and Rex is like, you're still a clone. Like, we can help you. But the guy is not talking. And so that's kind of getting nowhere. But then it flashes to Mount Tantus, and we see another shadow guy, shadow assassin, and a clone commando comes in to talk to the shadow guy on like a hollow call, and says like, our other trooper, he's been compromised. We know where he is. You got to go take him out. But the guy's like, why are you activating me? Like, which is an interesting line. Like, what's so special about this guy that he's surprised that he's being activated? But he's he's off site though. So he's like, maybe he's just their most elite one. And he's like, why am I, I'm like already doing my missions. Like, why are
you calling me back? Or he's the one that's most attached.
I don't know. But it goes back then to Rex, and he's still trying to interrogate the clone. But Hauser's there, and Hauser's not liking it. Because he's like, you need to push him harder. Like, Rex is too nice. Hauser wants to, like, torture this guy, basically.
Straight up. Give me your fingernails, like, in
basically,
Lost.
I'm like, calm down, dude. Like, whatever.
I was on his side. I was like, yep, pull that glove off. Every single time I see a torture, just, like, think of a scenario where people could potentially get tortured, I always think of Lost.
Lost or 24. You ever watch 24?
No.
You never watched 24?
Mm-mm.
Do you even know what that is?
I've heard of it, I think.
It's like Jack Bauer, where each season takes place over a span of 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. I never watched that.
So, like, when you're watching it, like, live, like, with, like, the commercials, like, between commercial breaks, like, the clock is ticking. Like, it shows the clock time. So, like, it aligns with, like, the time on your...
Oh, that's kind of cool concept.
But if you're just watching it without commercials, then it doesn't really line up. But...
Oh.
So, yeah. 24 is a good, it's just nonstop action, trying to stop terrorists and crazy chemical attacks.
Is it actually good, or is it kind of like...
No, it's really good. It's
Oh, really? It's just not like those cheesy...
No,
it's not like ER or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
ER was good. What do you mean?
ER was pretty good back in the day.
Back in the day.
Majority of the people that are listening don't even know what that is.
Yeah, ER. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
A long time ago.
But if you haven't watched 24, go watch that. It gets kind of repetitive, but it's also just Jack Bauer being like, he does this thing where he like has to like put someone to sleep. So he, you know, like puts him in a headlock and like makes him go to sleep or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's always like, every time it's like, don't fight it. Don't fight it. It's just funny.
Just,
I don't know.
Just go to sleep.
Just go to sleep. But yes, where was I? Oh, yeah, torture. Rex didn't want to torture him, but Hauser was all on board. But then after this, they get the unlocked information from the dad of Puck. And it's like, okay, had a plot to assassinate Senator Singh, but there was something else on there, and it was Omega. She was on the Puck a target to be hunted down.
It is kind of interesting. Like, I mean, we learn about it later, but it is kind of interesting.
What?
When they're asking why Crosshair wasn't on the Puck.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Nothing about this made me think that he was playing both sides, but it is very interesting.
No, I don't think. I think Omega is on all the Pucks, but then this guy was just assigned Senator Singh for that
probably
mission. So. Because this is basically, they want her alive, so it's anyone who comes across her, capture her type of thing.
If you see her face, get her, essentially. Yep.
And Hauser, he is responding to the Omega thing, and he's angry because Crosshair is with her and doesn't trust Crosshair, which we get reminded that Crosshair was the main villain on Ryloth against Hauser's people, basically.
Yep.
And so then it goes back to, we get back to the Bad Batch, and they're with Echo, and they've been summoned to go to Rex's base. And we get the name drop Gregor, that they were going to go pick up Gregor. But Echo's like, well, I'll just drop you off with Rex, and then I'll go get Gregor. So Echo is not really around during this episode other than just to be a taxi driver. So they meet up, and there's kind of a little tense meeting because Hauser is like all mad at Crosshair, blah, blah, blah. And Rex is like, all right, calm down, soldier. We're all on the same team now. I gotta show them something, blah, blah, blah. And then before Echo leaves, he gives her an energy crossbow, which in the poster, we see this crossbow in the poster. And if you look closely, it's the same gun design that Boba Fett has.
Mm-hmm.
But it just has an added crossbow feature to it. So some people are thinking that this is actually Boba Fett's blaster, that he gets it from Omega and then he mods it without the crossbow thing.
We need to see Boba in this show.
I don't think we are, dude.
I don't think we are, but I feel like we need to.
I think eventually we'll see Boba and Omega together, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, it could happen if they have to do like a side mission with, what's her name?
Fennec or...
Yeah, and then like that's when they
see Cad Bane because they're bounty hunters.
And then maybe Cad Bane and Boba actually have their first duel.
Could be, because that was a deleted
or
unfinished episode of Clone Wars where...
I mean, this makes sense. The Empire has a bounty on Omega's head. And I think that Puck probably... You're right. Like, probably all the bounty hunters have this Puck now.
Maybe.
And so if we saw... Which, I mean, she's supposed to be dead, which doesn't make sense. But maybe that's why what's her name was there too, but she's supposed to be dead, right?
Ventress, because she was a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
I think, I'm still holding firm that...
It's a flashback.
That's a flashback. because they told us it doesn't contradict the book.
It doesn't, but
so if it contradicts the book, I'm gonna be so mad that they lied to us.
You just straight up lied to us.
Just don't lie to us. Like, I'd rather you
say that the
retcon the book and just let it be than to tell us you didn't retcon the book.
I mean, they already retconned the Ahsoka book. Like, just say you retconned it.
They blatantly retconned that entire book.
Yeah.
But
that'll be the second book that we've read from Disney era that was retconned.
Right. But to keep in mind, the Ahsoka book and the Dark Disciple book were like one of the first books.
True.
So it's like way back before they had any of this stuff planned out. So,
but like, you can just not have her in it.
I know. I was thinking that they should have put Luminara in this. Everyone wants to know what happened to Luminara. I want to know what happened to Luminara. Did she become an Inquisitor? Is she like a rogue out there trying to survive, doing her own thing? Like, I want to know what happened to Luminara, but.
Yeah.
Or not Luminara, sorry. Barriss.
Barriss. I was like, what?
Luminara was. Well, technically, Luminara is alive too, apparently.
Oh, really?
Because remember in season one of Rebels, like, they use her, like. To like lure Jedi in because they had her alive. They captured her.
Yeah.
And then then she ended up dying. But
so she would be alive during.
So she might be alive still, but she's in custody of the Empire. But
I really think Barriss
Offee. I want to know what happened to her.
But yeah, if it is like they just retcon it, like they could just not have her in it. Like why?
Yeah.
If that is the case and she's actually just a bounty hunter, that's just lame. Like, you don't have to ruin a book just because you want people to watch this show. Like, you could have done the same thing as I've had Boba Fett and people would be freaking out just as much.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm hoping you're right. I hope it's just a flashback because I just think that would be kind of lame. But with that, though, I think it would be really cool. Cad Bane has this puck. He's hunting Omega again. And so is Boba. And then they bump into each other. And then they actually have that fight scene that we never got.
Yeah, because if you don't know, from the deleted episode of the Clone Wars, is they have like a duel, like a standoff, like quick draw duel thing. But like Boba Fett's helmet has that big dent in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like he gets that from
Cad Bane.
Now, in the cartoon, Boba kills Cad Bane, but we know that Cad Bane is still alive and makes it to the Book of Boba Fett. So we know that he wouldn't kill Cad Bane, but it would still be cool to see.
You can injure him.
Yep.
And they finish it off in the Book of Boba Fett.
But yes, anyway, but going back, it would be cool if Omega's crossbow is actually Boba Fett's blaster. That'd be cool.
Full circle. Like, here you go, brother.
Yep. And then after this happens, the assassin clone comes. What do you think of that ship that he was flying?
Honestly, I didn't notice.
What?
No.
It looked like a mini, like, Star Destroyer, like, triangle thing.
Oh yeah. Wait, no, I did. Now that you say that, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Super, like, it doesn't really look sleek. Star Wars, but it's very sleek. Looks cool, and I'd like to know more about that ship. But it's like he can control it with like his wrist thing, like, or his arm thing, whatever he had.
Like Boba.
Huh?
Boba did that similar thing.
With the Slave One?
Uh-huh.
When?
They were in the Mandalorian show. He like pushed a button and he called the Slave One to him.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I believe, unless I'm making this completely up.
I think you're making it up.
Maybe there's something else I'm thinking of. I don't know. I just watched Dune 2, so.
Oh, what'd you think? Oh, you hated it just as much as the first one? So, whatever.
I just thought it was one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, good.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I just saw it on Sunday.
Oh, I saw it on Saturday. Oh.
I'm gonna go see it again. Zendaya was in it the whole movie.
Oh yeah, so
because you complained the first one she was in it for like 5 minutes.
But no, it was so good. Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Dude, there's parts of it I was like creeped out. The arena scene was creepy.
That was like, cool.
It was so like eerie and like
they have a black. I watched sun. It at that's cool.
Yeah. I watched it at the brew house. Was the one in Woodbury where they bring food to you.
Oh, it's Marcus? By Fleet
Farm? No, it's not Marcus. It's
I have no idea.
Animal Draft House or something like that.
Oh, the
it's Alamo? Draft House. And yeah, that one.
The Alamo, is that what it's called?
Alamo Draft House, yes.
By the, have you been there? It's by that Health Partners facility, yes. Right on 94. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been to that one. If I go to my fancy one, it's Marcus because that's my place to go. But we went to AMC in Roseville and we went to like the Dobley one. Oh, where they had like the subwoofers in the seats.
That's
one.
Like,
I didn't know that was a thing till after we saw it. Yeah. The guy that bought tickets told me that. I was like, man, these speakers are really loud. Like it's shaking these seats.
Yeah, but it's kind of similar at this one too because it's like the big show. It's their version of IMAX, but it has the speakers like in the seats, so it's like shaking you and stuff. It's like every like that worm attractor thingy or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It like shook your. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen the first two Dune movies, you guys should go.
You should watch it. The first one's.
The first one. I think it's really cool. It's really good. But this one's like second one. It's almost 3 hours. It's nonstop action and fighting
the whole time, like right away, and it was really good. Yeah, I'm gonna go see it on Friday again.
Again? Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the assassin arrives and he makes his way to the tower, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So Rex reveals that Omega is on the list of bounties or whatever on the Puck. And Hauser is still mad at Crosshair. They're still angry at each other, blah, blah, blah. Omega comes in and they're just kind of ask her like more about what's going on with the experience. When she mentions the M count thing, but she doesn't know what it is. Rex says that he's heard of this term, but he doesn't know what it is.
Which is why I thought he was potentially going to call like Ahsoka.
Why?
Because she might know what it is.
Know what some people were thinking, though?
Huh.
That eventually, at some point, not just specifically about M count, but that they're going to go onto Coruscant and go talk to your buddy Dex.
Please.
To get information because he knows all this secret information that databases don't have.
Gosh, that'd be amazing.
What if they bring him the shocker thing?
Would I cry?
Yes.
Probably. Okay, Jeremiah.
That'd be cool.
Here it is. Here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
You watch these before me.
If I say do reaction video.
If you say do reaction video.
Then, you'll know what Dex is in it.
Then I know that I need to do a reaction video.
Okay. All right, I'll keep that in mind.
If you see, you're like, you need to do something about this. All right.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see you freak out with Dex.
Oh, me.
No, he'd be like, Rex.
That'd be awesome.
Or it's like, Wrecker, and Wrecker picks him up and like lifts him up and like hugs him.
Oh yeah, he picks him up.
He's like, last time you were here, Wrecker, I sold out of food. I don't know if I can feed you this time.
He pulls him up and he's like still trying to pull up his pants, so Wrecker's holding him in the air.
we get the first butt reveal in Star Wars where his pants fall down from behind.
Oh Lord,
that was funny.
It's a good show.
It's a good show, but. This was a very brutal episode. So yes, the assassin, he gets into the facility. He plants chargers on their two ships. So I'm like, Very smart. So they can't escape. So I guess you gotta do that. And so Crosshair, he talks about more of what he went through and like kind of like the experiments going on and how they try to like they're trying to change clones into these different fighters or whatever, but like it didn't work on him. So again, what's his face? Hauser is still like thinking that he's lying, not telling the truth, blah blah blah. But Rex talks about how they have him captured, and Crosshair's like, dude, like you gotta like the Empire's coming. How is this possible? Like they're gonna be here any second, basically. And so while all this is happening, someone made a big feast of food. I guess Gregor's, because remember Gregor was like a cook at a restaurant when they found him, like the droid episodes, the droid arc in season five or whatever everyone kind of hates, but they find Gregor and he was like a chef. So like it makes sense that he's making food. And so he has a recipe and then this clone is like, but I add my own spice to it to make it better type of thing. And so Wrecker and Omega and Batcher are all eating this thing while they're having this talk, blah, blah, blah.
Wrecker is literally just a big kid.
Yeah. And the assassin, he sneaks into the room and he's scouting it and he sees Omega there. And how, so she's laughing. So he like retreats and calls in like, hey, the girl that Hemlock is looking for, I have her here. She's alive. And they're like, all right, we're going to send more troopers to help you in this. And so that happens.
Well, and he said that they need her alive.
Yeah. Just a reminder that she's needed alive at all costs type of thing. And so they go, then the troopers go to talk to the assassin. He's like, the Empire's going to come for all of you, blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever.
Well, and even Rex, or Crosshair was like, if he's still alive, they're coming. Like, there's no way you have him alive, because it would already be here.
Right. And so during this, the assassin, he cuts the comm line so they can't communicate, call for help or anything like that. And then he blows the ships. And so then that basically alerts everyone that something's going down. They run out. There's fighting in this room, blah, blah, blah. One of the troopers grabs a flamethrower and goes after him, which I thought was a really cool scene. But then he gets shot and falls, and then the flamethrower knocks over some thermal detonators, and the flame goes on a thermal detonator and blows up the whole room. Everything starts collapsing, falls on top of the assassin droid or assassin clone, kills the guy with the flamethrower. And then Rex and the team, they get out of the door before the rubble crashes and blocks the door. So, like, did you think that that clone was dead, the assassin?
I did, yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is a two episode thing. Like, I was like,
but there's already reinforcements coming.
Like, yeah, but I'm like, he died too easily.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he didn't die at all because he's tech.
You know. Yeah, supposedly. But the room that Rex and the team, they go into, there's like a hole in the ground with the ladder. There's always, we can get out to escape this way. We can just go down the tower and then we have a ship that we can escape on. It doesn't have any hyperdrive, but we can use it to call for Echo to pick us up type of thing. And when this is happening, the final scene is two Imperial shuttles come into the system. And we see there and a bunch of clones and stormtroopers mix with a couple clone commandos. And Wolf is there. Our boy Wolf from Clone Wars. Now, I'm kind of mad because on the Disney Plus homepage,
It was his face.
It was his face. I'm like, we knew we were probably going to get him this season, and they just, like, spoiled it. Like, why did they have to...
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they could have just done the assassin clone guy or something on the homepage, but whatever. So, that's cool. We get Wolf. He's an OG. And that's the first episode.
Yeah.
Strong start.
Almost as strong as our sponsor this week.
And how strong is that sponsor, Drew?
Depending on how much you drink, but it's a really strong sponsor. Because it's been our sponsor since day one. They haven't failed us yet, and they won't fail you when you order it either.
Right. So, if you love a strong cup of coffee.
Or tea.
Check out our sponsor today, Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. So let's take a listen to a little commercial from them.
Hey everyone, Andrew here. I'm pleased to tell you that the sponsor of today's episode is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. If you don't know anything about Wesley Andrews, you definitely should. They're an award-winning coffee roaster and shop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they make fantastic coffee. The awesome thing is that whether you live in the Twin Cities or not, you can get their coffee beans delivered straight to your door by ordering them online. They even have a subscription service that ensures you never run out of amazing coffee. If you've been looking for some new coffee to try or a way to elevate your normal coffee routine, now's your chance. Head over to wesleyandrews.cc, use the code EMPIRERADIO, that's with a capital E and a capital R with no space at checkout, to get 15% off your first purchase of any bags of coffee or a coffee subscription. I can't think of a better deal. Get 15% off some great coffee, support a small business, and support your favorite Star Wars podcast. In the words of Emperor Palpatine, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
All right, cool, cool. Well, that was Infiltration, but now Extraction is episode 7, the second episode of this arc. And so, the first episode was Infiltration, it was just the assassin clone infiltrating the facility. And so I think the Extraction is just Echo coming back and them getting back on the ship. Which is interesting that Infiltration was one half, it was like the Empire half, and then you'd think the Extraction would be a continuation of the Infiltration, but it was actually the opposite sides. So they fooled me because we thought it was like, oh, they're going to rescue someone in these two episodes. They're going to infiltrate somewhere and extract something, but nope. They got us. So
it worked.
So basically this episode is just them trying to escape the Empire while they're getting chased down. And so immediately we find out that the assassin is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he easily gets out from those rocks. He just, like, pushes a rock over and he gets up.
Yeah, it was like playing dominoes. You pull one and then they all fall over kind of thing.
Right, and so, but he's trapped in this command room because rocks fell over the door that Rex and them went. But, yes, so Rex, they take the trap door down. A ladder to work their way down in the building to go to a ship that has no hyperdrive, but they're going to use that to call Echo. But then that's when the Imperial shuttles and clones arrive. So it's a mix of clones and stormtroopers and commando clones, and they land in the city, and Wolf is already upset because, like, why he sees, like, clone bodies dead on the ground where the ship's exploded, so he's already confused. And he sees,
well, doesn't he say these aren't, what did he say, like,
these aren't insurgents, or these aren't
something like that, these are clones,
yeah, like they're not, like, whatever. And so the assassin comes out and Wolf is pissed at him for, like, doing all this. Like, why would you blow all this stuff up? Blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, just, like, where are you? Who are you with? Like, what? Like, who's your whatever? Like, what group are you with? And he doesn't really say anything. He's like, well, I'm here right now and I'm in charge of everything going on. So do you understand that? And the guy never, this has never said anything. So he's like, didn't acknowledge that Wolf is in charge. Mm-hmm.
Well, and Wolf said, like, it, you need to change your gun over to stun.
Yeah, he said that to everyone. Because, like, before it was like, oh, these are just insurgents. Mm-hmm. We're going to kill them if we have to. But when he found out that they're clones, he's like, well, we're just going to set it to stun. So they work their way in, but then the assassin, he goes on to the edge of the thing to go look at his ship, but like his arm thing doesn't work because it got smashed with the rocks. And so I think he was trying to like call the ship to him so he could jump on, but he wasn't able to do that. And so Wolf and his team, they find the trap door and immediately the assassin goes down. And it's a stormtrooper there. It's like watches him go down. Once he goes down, then he calms Wolf and says, hey, he went down the hole. like, dude, what the heck? Do something. But Wolf tells them, okay, we're going to meet him at the end, like where the other opening is on the tower. And we're going to cut him off there. But he's like, but blow up the trap door so they can't escape to the top. And so they blow that up. And so as Rex and the Bad Batch are working their way down, Crosshair stops everyone. He looks down tower center and sees lights from the bottom coming up through the windows or whatever. He's like, okay, they're coming up below us. And then they hear the assassin coming, rappelling down from the top. Crosshair's like, I'll take care of him. And he puts an explosive puck thing on his gun, like shoots him with a grenade, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that guy could catch a ledge on it with his hands falling like that. He can use a hook, but there's no way
he was tech.
Whatever.
He's not supposed to die.
Tech was the weakest one on the whole team. Like he was just all
well skin before and bones, he dude. Got modded.
Enhanced. Modded. Right, but. So it's basically this whole time it's like Crosshair versus this assassin as they're escaping. But eventually they are able to get out to where their ship was hidden, and they kind of hidden like passageway. So they all get out, they start flying away, and then the assassin, he shoots them down. From with his sniper or whatever he has. So that crashes, boom. And
well, it's not even a real ship, too. It felt like it was like a...
So, when was it? It was last season. There was a scene when Rex and the team like capture an Imperial ship that has captured clones on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they use this thing, this little like ship thing, like detached from their main ship, attached to the Imperial shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got the clones out on that ship and went back to the main ship. So that's who I recognize that from. Wolf, he's angry at the assassin because he shot them. Like, you're supposed to, the girl's supposed to live. Like, you're supposed to take her back alive. Like, why would you shoot the ship?
Yeah.
Like, everyone could just die in that if it crashed. So that happened. Then it goes to the crash site. We're going through this episode pretty quick because it's pretty simple, but it was still really good. So don't think that we don't like it. But
yeah,
this
is pretty much fighting the whole time.
So they go to the crash
dialogue.
Yeah, there's a they get to the crash site, or we see the crash site. Wrecker gets out first, and then Batcher jumps on Wrecker when he's on the ground. They get out. I thought that was kind of funny. And so. There's a really nice scene where, you know, Crosshair, he hasn't worked with Omega in like a fighting scenario before. And so like when they're getting their stuff, whatever, he's like, well, you got a crossbow now? Like, and he's like, well, can you carry all that gear on you? And like every time she's like, yeah, like I got it. Like I can do it. And so he's like trying to take care of her, which is really interesting that,
mm-hmm.
he's being so caring. And
well, and like something that we didn't mention when they're on their way, like the first episode, like Crosshair was like playing with his toothpick and Omega was doing the same thing, like mimicking.
Oh, yeah. And the first, yeah, when they're
so like they're on their way. They're like becoming a very attached two again because they've been through a lot together.
Right. Because, you know, she took on qualities of all the characters mm-hmm. in the Bad Batch. But not Crosshair yet. So now she just gets to learn from Crosshair.
Mm-hmm.
I guess having a toothpick is a cool.
If you're a good shot, you have a toothpick. Cad Bane, Crosshair, Omega. Oh, I think
Cad Bane does have a toothpick.
Interesting. Makes sense. Rip and Riolo Stone. I mean, it goes on forever.
Yep. What if that's like a person's cosplay is just having a toothpick and
just
like,
yeah, one.
I'm every assassin. I'm every bounty hunter in Star Wars. I have a toothpick in my mouth.
Come on, you don't know who I am.
So I really like that Crosshair is being protective of her, but she's showing that she's very capable and doesn't need that. Like she's not helpless. Like she can take care of herself. And so then she's like, you're worse than Hunter. Because Hunter is that protective father.
Yeah.
And then Record or Crush is like, no, I'm worse. So now it's just like a teenage girl who's just like rebelling against her parents. Like, leave me alone. I can do it myself. You're terrible. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just kind of funny.
It's cute.
So the two Imperial shuttles, they get to the crash site. The assassin gets down first and immediately just leaves everyone else and just goes in pursuit. But everyone else, all the other clones were just kind of looking around and they went back up to their ship. And then we get this scene where they're walking through the forest and Hauser makes a comment to Crosshair, like, I see how you are with Omega. And he's like, well, what made you change? Like, now, like, Hauser's like, maybe Crosshair is a good guy because, like, he helped, like, fight off the assassin when they're going down the tower, all that jazz. And he's like, I'm all about loyalty. But loyalty doesn't go both ways in the Empire. And he's like, I realized that I was disposable. And that's when Hauser's like, yeah, we think that we see that too, that we're disposable. And that's why we're fighting against the Empire type of thing. So that was kind of like a shift for Hauser that I liked, that he was able to observe Crosshair's good behavior. And that made him realize that Crosshair was on the good side.
Yeah.
And so they're making their way through the forest still, blah, blah, blah. And then they get to like an opening and the Imperial shuttles land on the cliff side. So they just kind of like retreat back a little bit behind rocks. And so they're outnumbered, but they were able to grab some of the supplies that they grabbed were smoke bombs. And so they do a bunch of smoke bombs and they're kind of, I like the scene that they're just like working in the fog, taking all the troopers out. So they're clone troopers and stormtroopers, I think, in this batch of Imperial people. And so it was cool seeing Wrecker bonk heads together and Batcher jumped out, got one. And then there's mm-hmm. like, there's one like they grab two of them and back up into the fog. And when they turn around, he's not there. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. So Omega cool. didn't use her crossbow, right?
Yeah. I was waiting for her to do something cool.
I was like, why? She got this gun for these episodes and she didn't use it yet, which I was kind of disappointed.
Right. And so as this is happening, Crosshair. Or it might have been, I guess, maybe after. But, like, Crosshair, he senses that the assassin is in pursuit. And so he, like, goes after him because he has, like, the heat seek a heat scope or whatever, infrared scope. And so he can see the heat of the assassin in the woods. And so he's like, well, I'm going to go after them. You make your way to the extraction point. And so him and the assassin, they exchange fire, blah, blah, blah. Then ends up turning into hand-to-hand combat. And then they fall into a river slash waterfall. Which is, I thought it was a cool
fight. A double waterfall too.
Double the damage, I guess. And so they're fighting, they're getting washed down, they're fighting in the water, and they're getting closer and closer to the edge of like the big waterfall. And Crosshair, he's basically about to die. He's being held underwater. And then Hauser comes to the rescue and stuns him, and the assassin falls over to the edge to his death. Dot, dot, dot. We'll get back to that later. And so Crosshair, he's about to fall off the edge too, just from the water current, but then Hauser is able to grab him up on, pull him up on the rock. And so that was cool that Hauser wanted to kill him earlier, and then now he saves his life, so... That was cool. Oh man, we're going through this episode really quick. but yes, they get to the extraction point on the cliff, and it's empty. Where they're, huh?
It's empty.
It's empty, and they're waiting for Echo, and the two Imperial shuttles, they land, and so they're, the Bad Batch and Rex and them, they're cornered on the edge of this cliff area. There's nowhere to run because they're cut off. And Wolf, he comes off the ship with all of his troopers. And immediately Rex is like, Wolf? And then Wolf is like, Rex, is that you? And then it's this really intense conversation. Like, because at this point, you can see that Wolf has not seen the corruption of the Empire. He hasn't been... Like,
he only has one eye. It's hard for him to see.
Yeah, he's only one eye. But they both take their helmets off, and he's like, Rex is pleading with him, like, hey, like, I know you were trained to follow orders, and that's what we do, but like, they're trying to like take a girl. Like, you know, this is wrong. Like, you.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. Like, you are better than this. I know you, blah, blah, blah. And you can see him thinking, like, what do I do? He's like,
well, and then what was that line like? Because Wolf was like, Rex, you're here to fight against me, or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, you're here to fight against me. He's like, no, I'm here to fight against the Empire, not clones, basically.
Yeah.
And Wolf is just kind of like, confused because he was told that these are like the enemy, but like one of his best allies, Rex, is there trying to save Omega. And he's like, just let us do the right thing. Just let us go. Like, you know, this is the right thing to do. Like, we're still brothers. Like, he's like, I'm asking you as your brother to like let us go. And he tells his troopers to stand down. Echo, he arrives, and they get on and they escape. And so that was that. Wolf is, it's going to be interesting to see.
Well, because like up until this point too, like all of the like stormtroopers were no longer there. Cause if you looked at everyone, they're all clones. So, like, it felt like no one was going to rat on Wolf.
Right.
Until Tech came, the assassin came out of the pool of water, and he's like able to escape. So we know that he's going to rat on Wolf. So at some point.
He won't know that Wolf let him go, though, because they could have just got away before he could stop him.
That's true. Thing.
But.
Someone's gonna.
But it'd be interesting. I want to see the perspective of a clone defecting. Because, like, we don't see them ever escape.
We just know
Cody went AWOL. We know that Hauser, we saw him rebel, but he got captured. We didn't see how he got rescued, I don't think.
And then it's going to be probably the same with
Wolf. Well, unless that was last season when that was the episode when that ship, like I was mentioning how they detached and rescued the, maybe Hauser was in that, maybe.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. But yeah, like, I want to see like Wolf, like see how does he defect? I want to see it from his perspective, like with his clones there, like how they join. I don't want it to like, just like show up like some episode when he's finally there.
Well, or it's like one of those things where they're driving off and the Wolf's like, where are you guys going? They just call him.
Yeah. So now it might be that Wolf is also assigned again to aid that assassin and going to Pabu. And it's like, maybe that's how they cross paths again. And he chooses to like,
I also feel like Wolf's gonna have a lot of questions, like who is this dude who's blowing up clones and like,
right?
Because he doesn't know necessarily that was a clone either,
right?
So
I hope we see. Like I said, I hope we see it. It'll be cool to see because we know that Wolf, Gregor, and Rex are together during Rebels, and so. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, maybe we won't even see how that plays out. Maybe them going to that planet.
Dude, you know what I was thinking too? What if that assassin's actually Cody? Maybe he went AWOL. Cody got captured. Like he went AWOL, but it wasn't actually AWOL.
I don't know. Because I feel like all the clones.
Because we don't see Cody in Rebels.
Right. So I'm wondering if, like, the clones that are on Tantus, if those were ones who tried to defect and got captured.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like.
So they just brainwashed them. And
so it could be Cody. He went AWOL, then he got captured, and then they turned him into an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be cool. I don't know.
I really think it's Tech, though. Because I just think it makes sense how his voice was different, and also how frequently he could have died in this episode, and he just didn't.
Well, we'll see. So, well, all our answers will come by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so.
And if they don't answer, if Tech's dead, and they just say he's dead, I need a body, dude. I need to see it.
Right, I get it. But yes, so then, like you mentioned, that the assassin gets out of the water at the bottom of the thing and he's alive. But then it cuts to the ship with Bad Batch and Rex and them, and they're just going, assumingly, to Pabu, and Hunter and Rex are talking, and Rex is like, I can't stop doing this. I have to keep fighting. There's more clones that need my help. We got to figure out how to get on Tantus. I think it was here. It might have been like the first episode. I can't remember. But he's like basically trying to like figure out, we got to have a full attack on Tantus to save our brothers. Like I'm expecting a big final fight on Tantus with like a bunch, hopefully like hundreds of clones and their whatever ships that they have, just kind of like bombarding Tantus to get in type of thing. But Rex is like, if you truly want to protect Omega, you have to understand this, why she's so vital, like what's this M count thing is, why they want her specifically, like you have to figure that out. And so I don't know how they're going to try and figure that out. They have to find someone else that's a friend, but that's not a clone that would know this. So it's like, a Jedi. Like, that's why I think Quinlan Voss is still going to be a thing, where they're going to find Quinlan and he's going to be able to, they're going to bring up this M count thing. They, oh yeah, midichlorian count. Like, he's going to explain that.
And it was something. Like his flashback with Ventress.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it has to be. It has to be. Like, that's the only way I can picture Ventress coming back is with a flashback with Quinlan Voss. So, but that's the end of the second episode. So that was a really quick breakdown of that, but it was very simple. It was just running away and trying to escape.
Well, and it was really action-y. It wasn't very much.
Right. It wasn't a lot of talking. So, yeah, both these episodes were very, very good.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 for me for both of them.
Really, oh, yeah. Definitely.
Really enjoyable. Definitely.
Yep. And so I think I'm guessing next week we'll have like a less action packed one.
Yeah, I'm guessing next week's gonna be a little draggy.
I think they're gonna be on Pabu.
I think they're gonna do that mission.
They'll probably do that mission and like they're gonna like it's gonna end with the Empire finding Pabu or something like that. I think it's gonna next week's gonna end on a cliffhanger. So
or an island hanger.
Yep. Yep. And so I'm not gonna finish. Oh, push it, Onyx. but yeah, any other thoughts on this episode, Drew?
Nope.
All right. Well, that's all our thoughts on these two episodes, but we still have our most favorite time of every episode, voicemail time.
Voicemail time.
All right. Yes, so we only have one voicemail.
Aww.
But it's from a good friend of the podcast, Owen. We haven't heard of him for a few Uncle weeks or Owen? So. No.
Oh.
Not right. Uncle Owen.
He burned. Just
but let's take a listen to his question tonight.
Hey, Empire Radio, Owen here with another voicemail. My question for you guys today is, what is your favorite sports team that is not from Minnesota? Thanks. May the force be with you. Bye.
All right. Cool, cool. Well, we know
I was gonna say
your favorite because your favorite easy. Sports team is a non-Minnesota team.
Correct.
So let's go ahead and say it.
Kansas City Chiefs.
The world champions.
Back Kansas to City back. Chiefs. Soon, yep. Back to back to back. Chiefs.
That line from Kelsey, he's like, we want to get three, but we can't get three until we get two. Like, that's usually how it works.
Yeah, that's how math is.
But do you have any other sports teams other than the Chiefs outside of Minnesota that you are a big fan of?
No. Not that I think of. No.
No.
No, I lied. My favorite soccer or football club is Juventus.
Yeah, Italy.
Yeah, Turin, Italy. Cristiano Ronaldo played for them for a little bit. And I saw him live in Italy, so that was pretty cool.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Do you know where that is?
I know where Italy is, yeah.
You know Cristiano Ronaldo?
I know, yeah.
Okay, good.
He's just a guy to me. Hey.
Yeah.
If he wasn't so good looking, he wouldn't be as famous, but whatever.
He's pretty good at soccer. He wasn't really good looking for half his career, and then when that money came in, he got really good looking.
He slicked back his hair, and then he got became a
Or got a couple shots here and there.
But, yeah, I haven't really watched sports for a while. I used to be really into baseball. If I had to, like, choose a baseball team outside of Minnesota, I think it's cool to root for the Red Sox just because everyone has to hate the Yankees. So I think maybe Red Sox would be cool. That's a
what
cool
about club Cubs?
Cubs are cool.
You can't hate on Chicago Cubs, I feel like.
Right. I think everyone loves the Cubs except unless you're like a Cardinals fan or something.
Or
like
a White Sox fan.
Or White Sox. But yeah, other than that, I don't really watch sports, so it's kind of hard to gauge that. I remember back, like, in the day, I liked the Arizona Diamondbacks because they won the World Series in 2001, mm-hmm. right after 9/11, and it was, like, the best World Series ever between Yankees and Diamondbacks because it was, like, the emotion of baseball after 9/11 and, like, the whole country was, like,
Watching it,
and it was, like, went seven games and, like, a bunch of the games went into overtime and
mm-hmm.
walk-off home runs, and it was super emotional, and, like, the Diamondbacks, I was rooting for them, and they won, so that was a little bit where I was a Diamondbacks fan. But then a few years later, the Red Sox finally won a World Series after 100-some years, so I started rooting for them. But, yeah.
Yeah. Mostly it's just Minnesota teams for me, besides KC.
Yeah, you've been going to a lot of hockey games recently.
I have been. I went to two, like, 2 weeks ago.
Or last and you week. Went to, like a kids' hockey, like Pee Wee League hockey?
Yeah, I went to one of my coworkers' kids was in a championship, so then me and my dad, it's a guy that I go hunting with, so me and my dad went with Miles to Miles' first hockey game, and they won the championship.
Is the high school hockey championship still going? Like
that was last weekend.
Is it done now?
Yeah, it's done. Edina won, and I want to say St. Cloud won.
Interesting.
And St. Cloud and Edina won. And then the women's Big Ten tournament was last weekend, which I went to that game.
Women's hockey?
No, basketball.
Oh.
And Hawkeyes has, like, the best star. Like, this girl is hitting records better than the average NBA player did in college.
That one. Caitlin. Yeah, like, I've seen.
Yeah, everyone knows of her.
I know of her.
Yeah. So we went and saw her play, and because my wife works for the newspaper, and we had, like, a suite, so we went. And, like, I wasn't really following it. And then we went there, and it was, like, everything was all Iowa. Like, it literally felt like I stepped into Iowa. Like, all the fans. The stadium was sold out. Reselling tickets for this game was going for
Target Center, or was this XL?
Target Center.
Oh, yeah.
And then reselling tickets for this basketball game were going for $4,000 each. And it was wild. I really wish I was able to sell my tickets for $8,000. That would have been dope, but it was a private suite. So we couldn't. But yeah, it was pretty cool. It was really fun because they won, and she dropped, like, they dropped, their team dropped, like, over 17 threes. And, like, it was this crazy, cool, fun game to go to. And, like, everyone was Iowa. So it was, like, super loud. It was like going to, like, an NBA playoff game. Like, it was so intense because, like, Iowa, they don't have a professional team. Right. So, like, this is their game, you know?
Yeah, college sports, yeah.
Yeah, so it was packed, like, sold out at Target Center. It was really cool. And then they won the next game, and then they won the championship on Sunday.
Fun.
It was pretty fun. Yeah. Cool. Even Steph was, like, really into it, and she normally goes there to just get free food. And
right.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you, Owen, for your question. It's always a pleasure hearing from you. But if you have never sent a voicemail, what are you doing with your life?
Facts.
You should definitely do that. So if you want to send your first ever voicemail, go in the description below, wherever you're listening, click the link, links.co/EmpireRadio, link spelled with two eyes. Click that landing page for everything Empire Radio. So if you want to send us a voicemail, there's a link to go do that. We'd love to hear from you. You can.
And Addy,
Addy, what are you doing?
I understand
your life?
You're doing these Q&A things and you're listening. Take a minute out of your day and send us a voicemail. We want to know what you feel like. We want to know how much you liked the last episode, even though it was kind of whack. Like, we want to hear these things. Like, give us the tea. Are we halfway through, Jeremiah, or no? This season?
Nope. Well, there's 15 episodes, and so
seven.
Next week we'll be over the 50% mark next week.
So send a voicemail next week. Please, I want to hear it from you.
Addie, yep.
Last season you send in one every day. You criticize us. It was super fun. Come on, we need this.
Yep. But yeah, so send us a voicemail, anyone. We'd love to hear from you. But also get connected with us on Facebook, Instagram, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Twitch. We do live stream every episode, so go follow us so you can be in the chat and you can fact check us. And we've been kind of down with the Twitch. Like, not a lot of people have been.
I was going to say, speaking of Twitch, you guys might want to stay tuned for this weekend because you know what comes out tomorrow, Jeremiah, that we forgot to mention at the top of this episode?
No.
Battlefront 1 and 2 Remaster comes out tomorrow.
I completely forgot about that. Oh. I think we're good. I had a little notification, but I think we're good. So.
But yeah, so I'm going to probably stream it at some point over the weekend, hopefully, on Twitch. So go over
like
to
Twitch. $5 or something like that?
No, the pre-order was $5. It's like $35. Either way, it's worth it. Because I saw the reviews of it. It looks so much better. It looks clean. And the online, it's not multi-platform yet, which is kind of annoying, but I feel like it will be cross-platform. But either way, come hang out with me over the weekend, hopefully. I'll put it in the Discord, so also go in the Discord when I go live on Twitch. But just go to Twitch, twitch.tv/EmpireRadio. Follow us over on Twitch. You'll get a notification. Then you can just hang out with me. We can talk Bad Batch. And we can play old school Battlefront. I'm super excited.
Yep, I am thinking next month I'm going to get a PlayStation 5.
Nice. I think because the game is digital only, so I think if you purchase on your PS4, I think it still works for your PS5. Just so you know. We can't play together yet because it's not multi-online cross-platform yet, but
we'll figure something
hopefully out. Hopefully soon. People are saying it needs to be.
Yep. So yes, follow us on Twitch for live streams. Because a lot of people aren't watching the live streams anymore because people haven't watched the Bad Batch episode, so they don't want to listen to our breakdown. So but if you watch it before we go live, jump into the Twitch live stream and follow along with us while we do our breakdown. But also, like you mentioned, the Discord. So if you want to join a Discord, follow us on Discord. Click the link for that in that landing page. There's an invite for Discord. And there is a Bad Batch section for just talking about Bad Batch with people that have watched episode 2. So go join the Discord as well as all the other fun things in Star Wars. There's channels for movies, shows, all kinds of stuff. So go check that out. There's our fan email. If you send us an email, which I check out every day. So if you want to send us an email for any reason, go right ahead for that. And also there's a link for needlesslynerdy.com, which is an entertainment network that we're part of. So go check that out if you like all things nerdy. There's other podcasts and articles and stuff over there.
Yes.
All right. So next week, another episode of Bad Batch. Like I said, what was it called? Bad Territory. So that can mean a million things.
Yeah, that's pretty broad.
So I'm excited for that.
It's going to be fun. Hopefully it's not as much of a filler.
If I feel like there's 5 episodes from the end. All right. Well, I should say 6 because on April 3rd, there's 2 episodes again. So those are the last 6 episodes of the season. And I think from that point forward, it's going to be nonstop whatever's going on. So we'll have 2 weeks of kind of like.
Is the last episode 2 episodes?
No. It's 1 episode. So I'm thinking it's going to be a longer episode, which I hope. It'd be cool. The first ever episode of season 1 was 75 minutes.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if they ended with another 75 minute.
That'd be cool.
Episode. And I haven't done any reaction videos, but I will for sure do a reaction video for that final episode.
No matter the length or time. All right.
So go on YouTube and watch it. Or any of my other reactions or any of Drew's watch parties from other shows, go follow us on YouTube. We got stuff on there for reactions and all that jazz. Anything else, Drew?
No.
All right. Well, that's everything for tonight. So you have been listening to another Bad Batch-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And may the Force be with you.
Always.
Needlessly Nerdy, your source for all things nerdy.
www.needlesslynerdy.com